Seven Suggestions for When God is Silent by Ron Edmondson. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from 1 Kings 18:1. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah. Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land. Elijah had been used of God to hold back rain from the people for over 3 years because of their sins. Obviously, he was not well liked as a preacher. I can imagine the stress he experienced during those years. Something strikes me, however, that seems to further complicate Elijah's situation. According to a couple New Testament passages, this "after a long time" was actually 3.5 years. The famine was 3.5 years long. For 3.5 years, the people apparently continued to sin. Elijah continued to hold on by faith, but God said nothing. God was apparently inactive, not speaking, even to his great servant Elijah during this time. Have you ever been there? Has the silence of God in your life ever been eerily strong? Imagine you had been faithfully serving. God is using you, you are in constant communication with him, and then suddenly everything is quiet. You have to wait. The separation must have seemed unbearable. Elijah is not liked and unpopular. He's an outcast from the people, and the one he trusted most was seemingly absent. God would soon do a miracle through Elijah, one he couldn't even imagine. Certainly not script, but during his period, all Elijah could do was wait. If you have been a follower of Christ very long, you have had periods where it seems God is nowhere to be found. We often call them periods of spiritual dryness. Sometimes I refer to it as being in a spiritual funk. What should we do during the times of silence before the miracles of God come through for us? If you are like me, you can figure out how to celebrate a miracle. You don't need much help doing that. The tough part of life is figuring out what to do during the years of silence, during the years when miracles are seemingly nowhere to be found. What do we do during the spiritually dry periods of life when we don't hear clearly the voices of God? Here are 7 suggestions for those times. First, don't ignore the silence. Some of the biggest moves God has made in my life have come after a period of spiritual dryness, when it seemed like God was doing nothing in my life. Stay very close to God and watch for him to eventually display his power. He will in the fullness of time. Next, confront known sin in your life. This wasn't the problem of silence for Elijah, but the problem for the Israelites was that they were chasing after other gods and living lives in total disobedience to God. Sin may not be the reason you don't sense closeness to God right now, but if you have known sin in your life, it will affect your intimacy with God. Another step, go back to what you know. Get back to the basics of the faith that saved you. You'll do it 100 times in your life, but you must remind yourself of the basis of faith, which is the very character and promises of God. God is in control. He really is, even when it doesn't seem that he is anywhere to be found. Next, make a decision. Choose sides. You can't adequately serve God and the world. Consider Joshua 24:15. Something happens in life, often sin, busyness, boredom, or tragedy. But if we are normal, we have periods where we grow away from our close relationship with God. God hasn't moved, but if you've shifted in your obedience, get back securely on the right side. Trust more, not less. Times of silence may be filled with fear, but ironically, these times require more faith. Times come in our spiritual life when our enthusiasm isn't as real as when we began our walk with God. That's not an indication to quit. It may be that God is using that time for something bigger that you could have imagined. But whatever it is next will most likely require a deeper level of trust. Listen and watch closely. Someday, God is going to make His plans known to you. Don't miss them. He may come to you personally through His Word, circumstances, or another person, but you'll need to be in a position to know that God is moving. Get ready to receive. God will break the silence someday, and when He does it, it will be good. If you mope around in your sorrows, you'll be less prepared to receive the good things to come. Not because of your circumstances, but because of your faith. Clothe yourself in joy as you wait for God to bless you after the period of silence. Are you in one of those periods of silence today? How do you handle these periods of time?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.